Pittsburgh's Intergovernmental Cooperation Authority, or ICA, has been the subject of controversy lately. Created by the state legislature in 2004 to help shepherd the city through a period of financial hardship, a special audit of the agency in November by the state auditor general found the authority's sole employee, executive director Henry Scortino, couldn't produce detailed records of the ICA's expenses and contracts for most of the agency's existence. A Tribune Review investigative report has since revealed the agency failed to maintain those records at all. And last week, the ICA board voted not to renew Mr. Scortino's contract. ICA now finds itself at the center of multiple inquiries by the Allegheny County District Attorney, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and most recently, the State Auditor General's Office, which will be conducting a forensic audit of the authority. For more on the fallout from these developments, let's bring in Eugene DePasquale, who is Pennsylvania's Auditor General. Mr. DePasquale, thanks for joining us.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So quickly, we just learned that Henry Scortino has been dismissed or his contract's not being renewed with the ICA. How does that development affect this forensic audit that you've begun?
Yeah, it really won't affect the audit itself. Obviously, that's a decision that the board made and with discussion with other leaders, I assume. That's not something we played a part in it, but it's what we're really going to be getting into is what exactly happened with the money, the contracts, and some of these missing checks that is concerning at a minimum.
So if you can take us back to the audit that you conducted last November, quickly summarize what was in the report, what you found, and what the recommendations were at that time.
Yeah, we came in at that time with the idea of trying to help foster a better relationship with the city and the Intergovernmental Cooperation Authority, trying to find a way to have the ICA release the gaming money. And we worked with both entities, and you know, we did have concerns with the record keeping of the ICA, and we marked that in our report, but that was not the goal of it. What we really came up with was for the ICA and the city to develop a better relationship. It was important that the city to commit that the gaming money would go towards their pensions, and then that we also believed that the city had three straight balanced budgets, and then the ICA could then go away. And we also recognized that the city was on better financial footing than when the ICA was first put into place. So our recommendation came to the conclusion that it was time for the ICA to go away, but the city should also commit to legislators in Harrisburg, the governor, and also the ICA board before that happened, that the additional gaming money would go to help shore up their pension fund.
And in that November audit, I believe you noted that some records were missing.
Absolutely,
record keeping was not ideal. And Mr. Scortino has since admitted that he destroyed or maybe lost some of those documents, and we've had some other revelations about his personal life, his finance, and so on that have raised questions. When you did your investigation last year, did you have any suspicion that maybe this went beyond sloppy record keeping? There was maybe more going on there?
One of the concerns that we did say is that it wasn't clear in the statute that was created in 2004 that the ICA fell under the state's right to know law. And we had asked for the legislature to correct that. We did know that the record keeping was very bad, and a forensic audit is much more expensive, so we didn't dig deeper into the checks and the contracts, et cetera, to try to find out what happened to the missing documents. Clearly, we're going to be doing that now with these other revelations. But some of the things that had come out about Mr. Scortino and some of the others, we knew there was bad record keeping, but the extent of which we were unaware.
So as you look forward to this forensic audit now, how does that complicate the job that's in front of you? How do you do an audit when you just don't have the records you need?
Well, we don't have the records at the ICA, but we can work through the banks and some of the other financial institutions to recreate that.
And a forensic audit often precedes legal action. Is that what's coming next here? What are you looking to find, and how do you expect it to play out?
Yeah, we are working in coordination with other law enforcement agencies, and anything that we find will be given to the appropriate authorities, and they'll have to make a determination that we know that there's also separate investigations that have been talked about both publicly in the newspaper, but by other law enforcement entities. We do know that they're beginning their own investigation, but anything and everything we find, we will work in coordination with them so that they have what we have.
And regardless of whether or not ICA or Mr. Scortino personally turns out to have committed any wrongdoing, criminally actionable wrongdoing, I guess, putting all that aside, has the agency, in your view, become tainted in a way that compromises its effectiveness going forward?
To me, there's no question right now that any effectiveness of the ICA is tainted, and these items have to all be cleared up, whether it was illegal activity or just incompetence. You know, and incompetence isn't a crime, but you know, you're looking at one of the two or somewhere in between. But it's, you know, it's, to me, there's no question that the ICA for them to move forward effectively, if they're going to continue to move forward effectively, these items are going to have to be cleaned up.
All right. Well, State Auditor General Eugene DePasquale, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me, and take care. Bye-bye.